I must thank you, Briel.
For what?
For being a good friend.
You call me good friend?
It seems nearly all I meet are terrified of your people. During my gnoming, you did not seek to scare me.
Given what you face, it seemed like frivolous excess.
In fact, I might even say you were kind.
Given the gnomish investiture, it seemed best practices.
And now that I am this thing, you of all our companions laugh, joke, and treat me as if I were still a man.
My brother warned me you are a charmer. Having known you, would you be alarmed if I told you you are charming even when you are dead?
The gnome held forth a spade-sized hand.
Allow me the honor of being the first gnome to call a human friend. And know that I am honored that said human is Cole, son of Math.
Cole felt emotion well up within him.
Orsini said the same thing.
Cole waited for the gnome to erupt. Instead, the gnome shook his hand.
Yes. And soon, you will name leprechauns as your confidants and comrades. There is almost no dishonesty in you, Cole. You look down upon us from your great height, and yet you treat dwarf, gnome, and goblin alike as if we were all up there with you. It hurts our necks, but when we look up at you, we almost think of you down here as one of us. A human like you only comes around once in a generation. And that is one of our generations, not yours. Now, there has never been a human like you, ever. You are positively anomalous.
Anomalous?
Yes.
That is a too ducat word.
The gnome watched the white castle burn.
Shall I follow you into the flames?
What do you suggest?
Orsini and Barna may brag, but gnomes have dug far deeper and come far closer to the Earth's fiery blood than any dwarf has ever dared. I can withstand heat for a time, and you and I fight well together. I might have a last trick or two up my sleeve. Let us not go toe to toe with this god weapon. I say we gnome it. It is the last thing it will ever expect.